بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the previous hadith that we read in this chapter, that there are many ways of doing good things, and as we read, all of them are so easy to do and so great rewards that a person can acquire. The last hadith that we read in this chapter, the 19th hadith, that whatever a person plants, etc., it is sadaqah jariyah. Even if people steal from there, birds, animals eat from there, but he gets the sawab. Even after he passes away, he still gets the sawab. So further explanation to that, the hadith indicates that planting a tree of vegetation from which the creation of Allah Ta'ala may derive benefit is a virtuous deed, and one who does so will be rewarded even after his death. If a person does or they plants trees, any vegetation, and anyone who benefits from them, so much so that even if people steal it, that is the wrong thing they are doing, and that will be the matter between them and Allah. But this person will be rewarded for that as well. This is termed sadaqah jariyah, perpetual charity. So this is a great source, and there are others also where a person can get continuous reward. There are six such actions that earn perpetual reward. They are continuous charity. When a person gives charity, sadaqah, that sawab he keeps on getting. Knowledge that benefits others. A person teaches, and with his knowledge he benefits people, and they benefit, they practice. As long as they will practice, he will get that reward as well. A pious child that supplicates for his parents. That is another very virtuous thing, and the condition is a pious child. And if we bring up our children properly, then they will make dua for us. And all the good actions they will do, we will get the reward, even if they don't make the intention. If they make the intention, they will get added rewards for that. But if they don't, still the rewards will go to the parents. From here also we learn how important it is to make our children righteous and pious. If not, then they, in old age, they will go and just drop us off at the foul run, the old age home. And once a year they will come and see us and feel that they have done their duty towards us. But if we bring them up right, we give them the right education and the correct nurturing, then it is a great asset for us. And if not, if they have to suffer the consequences, they won't go alone to Jahannam if we did not nurture and train them. We did not give them the Islamic education, they will definitely take us with them also. So it's a very serious matter also, but it is a great occasion. Children that are our own, we can mold them and make them ours, make them according to deen and Islam. Not that they become a source of headaches to us, but a source of great bliss and comfort to us. Farming is another thing which also, unfortunately, by and large, we are not involved in that. We should have business, and farming are the two main things which have come in the hadith, not the professions. Professions have not been encouraged in the hadith at all. Business and farming has been encouraged. The businessman runs the country. It is not the politician who runs the country. He just does all the nitty-gritty, all the dirty work. Actually, who runs the country are the business people. They pull the strings, and what they want done, they get parliament to do that. And the farmer feeds the nation. So if that two things are in a person's control, that whole country is in his control. The business and the farming. Planting of vegetation and ribat. And what farming is any vegetation that we plant. And ribat, that is guarding the borders of the Islamic State. That also has got great, great rewards. A Muslim should always strive to benefit the creation of Allah to the best of his ability. So whether it is by farming or anything, by allowing water to be used from one's property, anything, how we can benefit the creation of Allah, Muslim and non-Muslim, a person should not hold back. There is great, great rewards for that. A Muslim is rewarded when his wealth is stolen or destroyed, provided he exercises patience and is hopeful of reward from Allah Ta'ala. When a person's wealth is stolen also, then also if he exercises patience and sabr, on that also he gets reward. If it is destroyed, his business, he becomes bankrupt, or a fire, he burns down his home, Allah protect us all, his business, etc. For all that, if he exercises sabr and taqwa, there are great, great rewards for him. Reward in the year after is exclusive for the believers. So the non-believers in this world also, they need immediately counseling. A Muslim, if he is a Muslim, his counseling is already done by Hadith and Quran. And he will just have to be perhaps a little bit reminded about the great rewards. But non-Muslims need all this false counseling which does not solve any problems. And there is no reward for them also. They don't have iman, so if they suffer any setbacks, there is no reward for them. Whereas for the Muslims, if they suffer any bad conditions, they make sabr, have taqwa, there are great, great rewards for them. The specified reward is not limited to a person who manages or oversees the planting of trees and vegetation, but also applies to a laborer who does the manual work of digging the ground or sowing the soil. For everyone there is reward, on condition that they have iman. If they don't have iman, they still get the reward, but it's only for this world, not for the akhirah. So much so, as we read in the hadith also, that if somebody comes and beg at the door, and the owner of the house, they give him some food. The housewife cooked that food, the worker takes it and goes and give it to him. Three people get reward. The owner who ordered that, give him food. The housewife who cooked it. And even that worker who is doing his work, or she is doing her work, and she will be paid for that. But she will also get reward. If it is not with, if it is without iman, that reward is only in this dunya. If it is with iman, then that reward is in the akhirat as well. One will continue receiving the reward of planting even if it is on a portion of land that is subsequently purchased by another person. If a person has planted on a land and that land he sells it, or his house, and he had fruit trees, etc., and he sells it, still his sawab will carry on. Now somebody else will benefit, it belongs to somebody else, but he planted it, he's still going to get the sawab. How easy it is to acquire so much of sawab, and we have this very limited time of this dunya's life. After that, the opportunity will be gone completely. How much we can do, we should not hold back. We should try and do as much good as possible, and especially these and those acts that will earn us reward, continuous sawab jariya. That even after we die, that sawab carries on. How fortunate are those people who make the investments of akhirah. We are all very concerned of dunya's investment, so that we can keep on earning from this investment, that is investment. But a person who makes investments of the akhirah, then there he will be getting the reward forever and ever in his qabr, on the day of qiyamah, in jannah forever. Very fortunate are those people who get the tawfiq to that, to do that. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.